Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 10 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got, as you know, every week I take a segment or two about to talk about things that are on my mind, and this is that time of the week. And this segment, I want to talk about blockchain. This is the third of three segments that I've taken the last couple of weeks to talk about blockchain. And some of you have been reading my articles on this topic. Well, this is about the first installment of this was about introducing you to blockchain. The second one was about how it works and how it's associated with trust, with digital trust. And then this article is about this discussion today is about how your likely first contact with blockchain. You know, as a small businesses have increasingly become vertically integrated with big customers. You've heard me talk about that a lot. We've all had to step up our Main Street mom and pop game to become more sophisticated while continuing to be nimble and quick and versatile and efficient like we've always been. We've had to increase our sophistication game. And with all of this integration, and I've done it, you've probably done it too, our big customers have had to notify us, smaller partners, about their evolving expectations, which have been driven by global macro events and trends, which I'll talk about. Consequently, over the past 25 years, maybe 30, millions of small businesses have received letters requiring compliance with four of those macro markers that I mentioned earlier. You may remember in the 90s, the first one was those new quality standards, ISO 9000, right? We had to become not ISO compliant, not ISO certified, but ISO compliant. Then there was the whole Y2K square, right? Scare. We had to demonstrate to our customers that we were Y2K compliant. So if they were going to count on us, they had to know that we were going to be able to work January 1, 2000. And then the third one was the cybersecurity standards and practices, the most recently. Was one of the most recent ones. Is your cybersecurity standards and practices up to date? And then finally, more recently, we've heard about sustainability and climate change from our customers. What are we doing to contribute to their climate change standards and expectations? Well, the next expectation letter may be our business's close encounter of the first kind with blockchain. A large customer may inform you that future business won't be established with an inert analog contract that you'll sign in return like we've been doing for 100 years, 200 years, but rather using a smart contract powered by one of the blockchain platforms. If you haven't been keeping up with blockchain business applications, that will be a maddening moment, an expensive and a potentially perilous moment. Because you just got T-boned by a quantum leap challenge. Because you should know by now, you're not going to be able to get up to speed on blockchain overnight. That's the reason I'm trying to help you get up to speed with blockchain now before you get one of those letters. And you'll realize that these new expectations are going to be required of you for future bidding too. So now that you're on notice, let's talk about likely first contacts. The first one will probably be a smart contract. If you've prepared for this handy disruptive technology, blockchain, there will be good news in that notice. In addition to holding the terms and specifications of the proposed work, the RFP, right? Your smart contract, this new smart contract, will also include triggers that unambiguously authenticate when you accomplish certain performance steps as digitally specified proof of work. Remember, proof of work is what the blockchain shows performance. And here's more handy. that crypto contract will likely include payment triggers that occur automatically as part of the authentication. How would your cash flow improve if your monthly billing went away because blockchain proof of work made the payments directly to you all during the month as you delivered work, as you performed? How would you like that? The next one is if you're part of a supply chain, your incremental contribution to the production, value add, or delivery of a product or service may result in your being asked to authenticate progress and performance on a blockchain. An example would be participating in the assembly of a new house or a car, or a dishwasher or an airliner, jet wing. The encrypted authentication process includes tracking supply chain participants. That would be you and me, right? Specified contribution or performance, documenting performance proof of work. Again, did we do our job? Any irregularities or failures, and ultimately, as we saw before, payment. Today, blockchains are tracking every step of your romaine lettuce that it took to get to your plate, including who did what, when, how, and the planting, the watering, the harvesting, the packaging, and the shipping. Blockchain supply chain applications won't kill E. coli, but it will help track the path of produce so the bad stuff can be isolated more quickly from the good. This is really important, folks. This is going on right now. Now let's talk about your blockchain. One day soon, as you hire a marketing firm or engage a temp service or even buy advertising, you'll use a handy blockchain app to encrypt your project specifications on a smart contract that successful bidders of your business will join and comply with. And just like when you were the vendor, proof of work triggers will authenticate vendor performance, contract progress, and your payment to them. And buckle up for this rude inevitable irony, where you once responded to a customer's blockchain requirement, eventually a prospective vendor will tell you they only do business with a blockchain contract, and maybe that they expect to be paid in a cryptocurrency. How about that? Let's talk about the gig economy as part of your first contact with blockchain. It's difficult to imagine, in my opinion, how this future of work paradigm, gig economy, will proliferate without some blockchain solution automating and authenticating a request, an engagement, a performance, delivery, and payment. Think about how the gig economy works itself, folks. As the gig economy becomes ubiquitous and more granular, you'll engage someone on the other side of the planet to do a micro task, like 1 hour of work or consultation. You'll use a smart contract app to plug in the job particulars so an engagement begins and ends, including payment, with the single press of an enter key. You'll literally put the stuff in, hit the enter key one time, the work will be done, the payment will be done, you won't have to touch it anymore. That's the only way the gig economy is going to proliferate in the future, in my opinion. With help from associated technologies like Factum, this level of blockchain solution will be as easy as sending money to your kids. And ultimately, it will be executed hundreds of millions of times a day around the world. Now let's put blockchain evolution as a standby technology in perspective. Blockchain began with Bitcoin, but it will end with blockchain operating without any kind of cryptocurrency, but it could have cryptocurrency. Blockchain is separate from cryptocurrency. So if you take away only one thing from our time together, it's that some form of digital trust technology will ultimately become ubiquitous, because without a digital answer to the analog human primordial requirement of trust, which I talked about last week, the digital age will come to a grinding halt. An early sign of trouble is what's going on right now in the antitrust stuff that you're seeing in Congress. Folks, remember this. As Satoshi knew, the headwaters of our crypto quest springs from the primordial human requirement and devotion to trust as it manifests in some digital form like a blockchain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.